Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli Daf Yud Tes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, seven lines up from the foot of the page, Tani Umnin. Tani Umnin Akum Shahi Oisim im Yisrael B'sich Beisai Shal Yisrael Asa U'sich Beteim Muta. Baisa says Gentile craftsmen who are working for Yisrael in the Yisrael's house, it's forbidden. If they're working for him in their own houses, then it's permitted. Amrav Shim Ben La'aza Lazar says that this refers to kablonos, which is he receives a payment for the entire job. If they're paid though for each day that they work, then it's forbidden even in their own houses. And the permission is only when they are working with detached produce, but something attached to the ground is prohibited. But if they're working in a different city, either way is permitted. Mal ben kach or ben kach muta, what does it mean, either way is permitted? Ben betalosh or ben b'mechuba, ben b'schir or ben b'kiboyles, whether they work with detached matters or attached ones, whether they are paid for each day or kablonos paid for the job, it is permitted. Amar Bilal, ben betalosh, ben b'mechuba, v'abad b'kiboyles. Amar Bilal gives another answer, whether they work with detached matters or attached, it's permitted, but only if it's kablonos, if they're being paid for the job. Rabbi Shimon bar Kalsana, b'shem Rabbi Acha, b'Shabbos or b'Evel or b'Avodah Zarah halacha k'Rabbi Shimon bar Elazar. Rabbi Shimon bar Kalsana, quoting Rabbi Acha, said that in this law of Shabbos, in Avilus, which is Gentiles working for someone who is a mourner in the week of mourning, and Avodah Zarah, which is Yisraelim working for a Gentile on his festival, halacha follows Rabbi Shimon bar Elazar. Imashalchim Igois Biad Akum Lebe El Shaz or Lebe Hamishi Bishavas, Beshame Oisim Afilu Buvi Beisela Matirin. We not send letters with a Gentile on a Friday or on a Thursday, Beshame forbids even on a Wednesday, and Beisela permit. Amolava Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, Shule Nimsa Ksavoi Biad Akum Me'oilam. They say about Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen that there was never found a letter of his in a Gentile's hand. Ain mafishon liyam agadol, loy be'er Shabbos, v'loy b'chamish be'er Shabbos, v'shamay oifen afilu b'vi, v'vifil matirin. We don't embark on a voyage in the Mediterranean Sea on Friday or Thursday, v'shamay forbid even on Wednesday, and v'vifil permitted. Imayadava shal sakona kagoin mitzul l'sidoin muta. If there was a danger such as from Saul, which is Gentiles, decreed Yisrael and not spend Shabbos there, to tzidoin, and he has to leave Thor before Shabbos, then it's permitted. In Makifim al-Ir, shall Akum, Pachas Megil Yomim, Koidim the Shabbos. We don't surround the city of Gentiles to come quit less than 3 days before Shabbos. Although the tame of Melchemes Arashus of Melchemes Choyva afidu the Shabbos, this refers to an optional war, but an obligatory war is permitted even on Shabbos. Shikim al-Sinu, Shulay, Nechbisha Yerichai, Elba Shabbos, Techsiv, Koita Asa Shishis Yomim, Uksiv uvayoyim hashavii yasuvu esayir sheva paramim uksiv advid to afilu v'shabbos. The sources is that we find that Yericho was conquered on Shabbos, as it says in the pasuk in Yeshua in Perek Vav pasuk Gimel. So you shall do for 6 days, and it says there in the next pasuk, and on the seventh day you should go around the city 7 times, and then it also says there in Zvarim Perek Chaf pasuk Chaf. Ad Vidta, which means until its submission, meaning even on Shabbos. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halachates. Beshamay Oimrim, Einoisnim, Oivis Labdon, Lekalim, Lekavis, Nachri, Elekadesha, Asim, Bajayim. Beshamay forbid giving skins to a Gentile tanner or garments to a launderer unless there's enough time to tan or launder them before Shabbos. Kulam, Beisilam, Atunim, Hashemesh. Beisilam permit all of these with the sun means just before sunset coming into Shabbos. Shimon Gamliel said that in my father's house, we used to give white garments to a Gentile launderer 3 days before Shabbos. Beshamay agree that one may put beans on top of olives or grapes in the olive press or wine press any time before Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Adheichan Yeva. The Gemara asks, how much time do Beishamah require giving before Shabbos? Madam Rav Yochanan, Beishamah Chunya, Ad Kedei Hiluch, Dalad Mil, Vacha. The answer is, it's like Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Chunya, that the time to tan is the time to walk 4 mil. And here, it's the same for laundering. Nosen, kelim, kelav lekoves, nachui, ubam, soy, oved, oy, by Shabbos, asa. If one gave his garments to a Gentile launderer, and he went and found him working on it on Shabbos, it's forbidden. Am Rabbiudin, v'yei malei, delayavod. Rabbiudin says he has to tell him not to work. Am Rabbiudin, avoy, to Rabbi Matanya, who the tamer betoyus hanaya, but mesechir beabitei who asik. Rabbiudin, the father of Matanya, said that this is when he works for Torah Hanam, means he and the Yisrael help each other for free. But if he's paid, the Yisrael need not protest because the Gentile is engaging in his own work for himself. The Mishnah said that the Shem Gamliel said that my father's house used to give white garments 3 days before Shabbos. This was said only for white garments, but not for colored ones. And in passing, you learn from here that white garments are harder to launder than colored garments. And the Mishnah said they agree that when we put the beams, etc. Rishmo and Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina said this is because each drop of oil or grape juice that will come out on Shabbos was already uprooted from its place. The Acha Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina boy Mao Ligar b'Moshech. The Acha quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina said may one touch the juice that exudes from them on Shabbos. Ronan de Kisawin Amin is Palgun of Yochan Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. Rabbi Yochan Omer Asa Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina Omer Muta. Ron of Kisan said that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina disagree about this. Rabbi Yochanan forbids and Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina permits. Asnisa pliga al Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, v'shavin shalai yiga v'meshech. And the Gemara asks if there's a question against Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina from the Braisa, the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that one may not touch what exudes.